But take note how he continuously connects them, as if with nails, to the name of Christ. Not just any man or teacher, but he frequently mentions the longed-for one himself, as if he's trying to awaken those who are groggy from a night of excess. For nowhere in any other epistle is the name of Christ mentioned so often, but here it is repeated many times in just a few verses, and with it, he essentially constructs the entire introduction. Pay attention from the start. Paul called an apostle of Jesus Christ to those who have been sanctified in Jesus Christ, who call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God for the grace which has been given to you by Jesus Christ, just as the testimony of Christ has been confirmed in you, waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall confirm you blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you have been called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and I implore you by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you see the consistent repetition of the name of Christ? From this, it's clear, even to the least observant, that he doesn't do this by chance or without thought, but in order that through the constant use of that magnificent name, he can intensify their passion and cleanse the corruption of the sin.